Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Guys and bro code and boundaries, even when it comes to guys.
Yeah, I would love some advice for the men on from the men on the show, and save that because I'll never say that sentence again. I have a friend, and his wife became friends with a really cool woman who is also married. So when you're in a couple like that, he kind of inherited her husband as one of his friends, and they actually hit it off. They are friends, like they have a lot of common interests. So it's great. And finding another couple that you can hang out with, we've always said on the show, is kind of rare. But he was talking to me and he's like, I don't know how to address something with this guy. And I'm not sure I want to tell my guy friends just yet because I feel like maybe I'm overreacting. He goes, this dude slaps me on the butt like a football slap. Like, what's up, bro? Mm-hmm. And he's like, and I don't like it. And it's not anything homophobic or like that. And it really isn't. Like, I know this guy. It's not. He's just like, I'm just uncomfortable with people touching me.
Yeah.
Who outside of my wife, essentially. Like, he's like, he does not get massages. He does not like being touched.
So in what scenario is he getting a smack on the ass? I mean, it's not sports. They're not playing softball. They're not playing soccer, dodgeball, nothing. They're just like hanging out at a bar or whatever when they hang out. When one dude goes to the bathroom, the other one slaps him on the ass.
Basically.
What?
Like they're drinking. And it's not that often. It's like not every time, it's just random, and it's usually when they've both been drinking or the whole couple crew's been drinking, and he's like, I don't know how to say I don't like it. I don't want to ruin this friendship, and I don't want to make things awkward, and I don't want to ruin the friendship for my wife either, because, you know, she'll kill me. But my wife's supportive of me saying something. He's like, I just don't know how to be like, bro, please stop touching my butt without it like being a thing. Because he doesn't think the other dude is doing, it's not, he doesn't think the other guy is being creepy. Does that make sense? It's not like he's coming on to him. It's not like he's trying to plant seeds for something down the line. It's literally like, it seems like it's the equivalent of this guy's version of like a hug or a high five. It's just a real fast butt slap on the outside. Like the, not like meaty cheek butt, but like on the outside, like part where it kind of meets the thigh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So we have said before that don't guys get over stuff pretty quickly?
Super quick.
Very fast.
This like, feels like, as a guy listening to this, this could be a very easy scenario to change.
Like I could see like from a female's mentality, you know, oh, this is going to become a thing. But for dudes, y'all can like talk about awkward stuff and then just squash it, be done with it. And there's no lingering resentment or awkwardness.
Yeah. I mean, for me, in my experiences, I've had a friend who, he didn't touch me on my butt, but he's pretty touchy when he gets drunk.
Yeah.
And that's just his thing. And I've had to ask him several times, like, bro, can you stop touching me as much as you do, please? And he'll get it. It's a joke. And then you kind of move on from it, and that's it.
Yeah, that's, I think, the way that we diffuse any kind of tension is with joking about it.
Definitely.
So all he's got to do is joke about it one time. Like, I don't even know what the joke is.
How about if he's like, this is the no friend zone, this is the wife zone.
Something like that.
Right? Something in that area.
Yeah, this is the wife zone, not the friend zone, just so you know.
And guys don't leave a situation like that, and at least in my experience, tend to ruminate on it and think about it over and over and over again the way women do. So I think that is an easy one. It happens, it jokes, he gets it, and they move on. Dude doesn't walk away going, I wonder if he thinks I'm gay. Oh, I've been doing that, and I've been making him so uncomfortable for the last couple of months. We don't think like that. It's over.
God, it must be so nice.
Yeah.
I'm like in my head, all these scenarios, and I'm just going to tell him to do that, because he's an awkward dude as is, so maybe the joke will be funny.
Like if he went in very distraught and upset, like, he didn't say anything the first time, so this dude doesn't know there's a problem and there's an issue. Mm-hmm. So you really can't come at him with anger or resentment and like, why are you touching me? Stop touching. You know what I mean? Like, because he didn't know he was doing anything wrong. So I think if you come at it lighthearted and if you don't make it a thing, it won't be a thing.
I've known thousands of guys in my life, and none of them have ever slapped me on the ass outside of a field.
Definitely not.
What I was going to ask, like, is that like an outlier no. bro move? That
not if you don't score a touchdown. Yeah. No.
Some kind of points.
You got to make a shot, something, man.
And I'm curious, are there some sports where, like, yeah, a butt slap, football, baseball, soccer, but like, say you're playing badminton,
golf.
Golf is another one.
Yeah, never seen it in golf.
Yeah, you hit one great off the tee. Your buddy is not going to come up and slap you on the ass.
Pickleball.
No. I don't know. I've never played.
No?
I don't think so.
I might.
Yeah.
I might if you're playing doubles tennis.
Yeah?
Yeah, I might.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So pickleball, yes. Badminton, golf, no.
I haven't played badminton since the sixth grade, so I don't know. I might be out of line.
Okay, so then if a guy does slap your butt who's your friend and that doesn't happen, does that mean something else then?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I mean, keep him, or are there just like quirky dudes who will do like they're quirky girls?
I would do it as humor almost. Like if Tommy was in here, right? Uh-huh. And when he left, I would slap him on the ass.
Yeah.
We would both get a laugh about it. It wouldn't mean anything, but it would never happen two or three or four or five times.
We have an HR now. Don't do that.
I don't know what it could mean. Could you?
I would lean towards quirky and really nothing more than that, probably.
Yeah. The Burt Show.